Hi, this is an episode of the Inside Cliff's Mind podcast. And this podcast I release on Anchor. I think it is on four separate platforms. I know it's on Anchor. I also know that it is on Spotify. And it might now be on Podapolo as well, because I just signed up for Podapolo. But this one, this podcast, I usually do just to, you know, get some practice in, because I do have another podcast, which I call my main podcast. It's called the Around Ripman Podcast, which is on Buzzsprout. It's on quite a few more platforms, because I do pay like $18 a month to be on Buzzsprout, which is the host for that podcast versus this podcast, which is hosted by Anchor. Excuse me one second here. Yeah, I had to cough, and I don't think anybody wanted to hear me do that. But this episode is an episode for one person. I was, you know, somewhat, I wouldn't say alarmed, I would say a little bit concerned when I heard this person's podcast, and they have a podcast on Anchor. They do it maybe twice a month, and I had noticed, and I'm not going to mention their name, I'm not even going to mention their gender, you know, but that person is a friend of mine. And once again, if you might want to listen to these words yourself, but this friend of mine is going through a very rough time, and it concerns me a little bit, but I do have some words of advice, you know, if that person wants to hear it or if you want to hear it. And I'll start with a story. Back in August of 2006, I had started going through a period of depression. And what led to it is not important. It's just, you know, the important thing is that I was going through some depression. And the same day that I had gone to the doctor and was prescribed a generic form of Prozac, I started the Wixie's Gone Bananas podcast. Yep, talked about that two episodes. And the reason that I did that is just to express myself, just to use a little bit of creativity and try to work through some of the depression that I was going through. Sometimes I find that if I express myself in a creative way, that sometimes helps the blues go away, which is why there are times that I write poetry. Now, if you were any of the one person that listened to my last Inside Cliff's Mind podcast to hear the Ode to the Roundabout, and yeah, I did take a look to see how many downloads that I got, and it showed me a total of one. Yeah, point taken. I won't do too much poetry on either one of my podcasts. But that's a way for me, once again, to express myself and to get lost in some of my feelings and try to push out some of the depression. Another thing is, and I was thinking about this today, is the most important opinion of you is yourself. Don't let other people try to bully you into being depressed, because it's not worth it. And it's also not worth the energy that they put forth in, you know, trying to make you feel inferior. Remember, Eleanor Roosevelt once said that no one can make you feel inferior without your permission. So don't give them your permission to feel inferior. And also, don't let the arrogant people, you know, push you around, because they have problems of their own, and they're trying to push them upon you, and they're trying to make you feel worse because they have problems. So, you know, don't do that. And also, reach out to people that care. And I'm a person who does care. And, you know, if there's anything that I can do to help you feel better, please let me know. You know, just drop me a line. My podcast email address is aroundripman@gmail.com. And I would be more than happy, you know, to give you some words of wisdom, or words of ignorance, if that's what you need as far as that is concerned. You know, I don't like it when my friends are hurting, and I don't like it when I can't make my friends not hurting. So, you know, giving a virtual hug or giving, you know, once again, an encouraging word, that's always great. Don't listen to the people who want you to feel bad. And also, you know, let some of the criticism go over you like water off a duck's back. Sometimes it helps to have a good cry. So, you know, just go somewhere where nobody else is around, have that good cry, and you would be amazed at how that would help you out. And yeah, that's all I have to say right now. I didn't know how long I'd be talking. I didn't know if it was going to become 18 minutes, you know, make it a TED talk. However, I'm not intelligent enough to do a TED talk. I just have all this, all these expensive toys that I use for my podcasting, such as my three microphones, my Rodecaster Pro, and my laptop that I am using the Audacity program on, that is about 4 years old. And with that, I have to hook up an external keyboard to make it work right, because the keyboard that come with my laptop, I can't type W and R around there, which is really sad when you have a podcast called Around Rittman. So, you know, look at things like that and smile. You know, find things to smile about. This is the autumn season. Find some beauty in the trees, and find some beauty in the, you know, in all of God's creatures, and pray. I believe in God. I believe that God is there to listen. Sometimes we don't get the answers that we're looking for. Sometimes God answers yes. Sometimes it's no, and sometimes it's wait a bit. But it's always the answer that God gives is always what's best for us. But you would be amazed if you take a look at the Word, and you take and you pray to the Lord, He's going to send you some peace. So, once again, and this is all that I have to say, because I don't want to go too much longer. So, you know, so stay tuned for another episode of Inside Cliff's Mind. Or if you get up at 4:30 tomorrow morning, or 4 o'clock tomorrow morning, you can always download the latest Around Rittman podcast. So, have a great one.